My favorite story, honestly, is it shows just how miscommunication can happen in any field. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you're grieving or not. It's just about how people can just not think. And I had a lady that came in, and there was a group of friends, and the friends were dropping off the clothing and the picture that I needed to get the lady ready for her viewing. And I really got along with this family. It's like usually I really click with families or I don't. This one I really clicked. They had a really good sense of humor, so we joked a bit. They came in just about the night before the viewing with the picture and the clothing, and we started chit-chatting, and before we knew it, we forgot why we were there, and the lady started to leave, and I go, oh, well, wait a minute. You know, which one is she in the picture? Because there were six women. And she goes, well, third from the left. And I go, oh, okay. And I looked, and I go, oh, do you want me to dye her hair? And she goes, could you do that? I mean, she hasn't looked like herself in so long. And I just said, sure, we'll do whatever. If with your permission, I'd be happy to. So I go to the store, I buy the red dye, and I come back, and I dye her hair, got her ready. The friends come in the next day for the viewing, and they walked into the chapel, and it was quiet. Then it was like, what the heck? Well, she goes, why did you dye it red? And I said, you said third from the left. And she goes, oh, my God, I meant third from the right.
Oh.
So there was the wrong color. It was the wrong lady. But we left it, and they thought it was great because she would have got a chuckle out of it.
Absolutely. How about you, Kenneth?
Todd.
Or Todd. Yes. Okay. I got to get used to you, too.
That's all right. George, I think the stories in this book can be broken down into two classifications. We've got ones that are kind of bent towards the humorous side, and then ones that are more poignant. So I've got a favorite in each category. And I'd say, going with Ken, starting with the humorous side, it would definitely be one called The Unwitting Smuggler. And it's about this, I just like the character in it. It's about this undertaker that, loses and collects things during the day. You know, he picks up a pen and then can't find it 5 minutes later. And he goes to the mall to buy, a little gift for his girlfriend for Valentine's Day, no wallet. Well, this guy's lost dozens of wallets over his lifetime, so you don't really think anything of it. He cancels his credit cards, and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And this is a guy from Oregon. And, 6 months later, he gets a phone call from an undertaker in New York State. I've got your wallet. And the whole story is about how, he was doing makeup on a body he was shipping to New York. And, somehow got some money out of his wallet, left his wallet, they boxed up the casket, shipped it across the country. And, they had a viewing in the whole nine yards in New York. And sometimes out there, the ground is too frozen to bury. So they put people in holding vaults. And so when they went to, pull this gentleman out of a holding vault, he had some change and paper clips or whatever in his wallet, and they heard, stuff tinkling down into the bottom of the metal casket and went looking and found this guy's wallet, 6 months later and 2,200 miles away.
Well, at least it wasn't, the credit cards weren't used by the water.
Right. Oh, no.